Hello, hello. This is Danya with Trekking with Olive Oil, and we are touching base today on this Wednesday morning. I hope everyone is having a blessed and awesome day today. So this week I had my very first accident. Actually, they called it an incident because it wasn't on the highway and it was very minor. Thank you, Lord. So what happened is I was sitting at a Flying J truck stop and I had to leave bright and early in the morning, like at 5 o'clock. So it was still very dark outside. The two trucks that had parked beside me got extremely close, and the truck that was in front of me on the other side had not backed up all the way. So it was time for me to pull out around 5 a.m. and I pulled out slowly, always checking both sides of my truck. As I eased forward, I kept going slowly and looking at both sides of my truck. The right side was getting really close, so I turned my wheel just a tad to the left. I kept going forward, and then I started to make the turn in front of me where the diesel truck was too far out. So I eased by him, and as I cut my wheel over to the right to get out, I continued on slowly, not thinking anything about it. Well, I continued going through the parking lot to get onto the main road, and a gentleman came running up beside my truck in his underwear, knocking on my window or on my door. And I looked down at him, and I think he was kind of shocked that I was a girl. But, yep, he had on his underwear, and I rolled down the window and said, "Yes, sir." And he said, "You hit my mirror." And I'm like, "Oh no." I was like, "Oh, I'm so sorry." I said, "Let me turn this thing around and I'll be back over and get you the information that you need." He said, "Okay." And so I followed him back to where I was parked. So as I pulled up, he was standing there waiting beside me, and sure enough, his window or his side mirror was completely smashed in. Now, the casing that held the mirror was not damaged at all. It was the part that bends back and forth that had broken off. And the mirrors were still intact. They hadn't cracked. So it was a very minor accident, and absolutely nothing was wrong with my truck other than a little bitty, tiny black smudge mark. So, seeing that this was my first incident with someone else, I had to get information from his insurance. Now, this is something that I'd never done before, so I had to find my insurance card, and I called Safety. Safety just basically went through everything that I needed to get. I needed to get several pictures of my truck, several pictures of his truck, and then all of his insurance information. They also asked me what could I have done differently to change the outcome. And as I started thinking about this, I really realized the only thing that I could have done, because the left side, when I started turning to my right, I was blindsided. I couldn't see the back end of my trailer. So when that happens, I have learned a very good lesson, and that is to get out and look just to make sure that you have enough room. And don't ever move a little bit to the left or to the right. Always pull out straight in front of you. Luckily, the guy was very nice, very sweet. We passed on information and I continued on my way. Now, originally I had planned to go to the Walmart just right down the street. I mean, literally right down the street. It wasn't even a mile down the road. My appointment was at 6 o'clock and I still made it on time at 5:45 a.m. So I was very happy and relieved that even though I had the incident, I still made it on time to my appointment. Summertime is almost here, and there's certain things that I have to get done as a truck driver during the summertime. And there's several things that I actually have to watch out for. The number one thing is I need some sunscreen, some really good sunscreen that I put on half of my body. Now, I know that sounds kind of funny, but it's absolutely true. I am driving this truck so much that my left-hand side is going to get a lot darker than my right hand side. So one, I need to always use sunscreen on that left side, on the side of my face and my arm. And then always, usually, wear a long sleeve shirt. That will help keep me from looking toasty on one side and pale white on the other. Of course, I've got to get some good sunshade. Now this is where I kind of lack. The sun really does not bother my eyes unless it's like directly in my face. So I typically do not wear sunglasses. However, my mother has told me it's very important that I wear sunglasses because the sun causes cataracts. So I'm going to have to get me a good pair of sunglasses. I'm also going to have to stay hydrated a lot more because it gets really hot out there on the cement or the asphalt when I'm at a loading dock or something like that. So staying hydrated is a big plus. And plus, it's just good for me, right? 8 ounces of water, 8 times a day. That's a lot of water, and I'll probably have to stop to use the bathroom a lot more, but I guess my health is better because of it. There's another thing that I need to always make sure of, and that is my tire pressure. When it is hot outside, the tire pressure builds up in my tires, so I need to always make sure that my tires are at the right PSI. That way they're not over full or over empty. You tend to have more blowouts when they're low, so I've got to double check to make sure all of my tires are aired up and in good working order. The next thing is my coolant. Yes, these are things that I check every single day, but during the summertime, it's going to be a lot more important just simply because it's going to drain a lot more out. The coolant will definitely help keep my engine cool, and my windshield wipers will definitely keep all those nasty bugs off of my windshield. Now, one thing that I have noticed in a car, bugs don't hit your windshield quite so much. Now, I have a story that I'm going to tell you from way back when. I was a young girl, but I was probably 12 or 13, and I was riding with, you know what, I think I was even older than that. I'm thinking I was closer to 15, because my sister was already married to Curtis, and we were driving down the road one day, and I noticed that as we were driving down the road, these bugs kept flying over the top of the windshield. It was like they knew instantly to fly over right at the right moment. However, some of them misjudged. Come to find out, that wasn't exactly the case. DDNM laughed at me forever, but you know what? I still get really curious on how those bugs know how to fly over the windshield. However, in a big truck, not very many make it over the windshield. I get a lot of bugs smeared all over the windshield, and I have to clean my windshield several times a day. A lot of times I do it while I'm fueling. At least most of the time, that's when I do it. However, there are times when I strictly pull over just to clean the bugs off my windshield. They get nasty out there, that's for sure. And especially like in Florida and Pennsylvania, oh my word, the bugs are insane. Now, I've been driving this 18-wheeler for over a year now, seeing everything that I've, ever wanted to see. I mean, I get to see the beauty of this country and get paid for it, and I love it. I am really planning on this next year being a great year. I'm more comfortable with my truck, however, I am not complacent. That is one thing you can never be in an 18-wheeler is complacent. But I'm going to enjoy being able to see and kind of maintain and regulate my actual driving and my paycheck. I've learned certain things on how to regulate my hours and how to purchase my fuel thanks to the help of my trainer. Another thing that I've been paying attention to is all the different types of truck driving that there actually is. There's your regular reefer driver like I am, so I have to know how to use my Thermo King or my cooler on the back. And then you have the dry van. The dry vans don't hold anything that's refrigerated. They just do like canned goods and things like that. Then you got the hot shots. The hot shots seem to be more popular, and they're getting more popular every day. It's just regular people that have a really nice, like a dually or two-ton truck that pulls trailers or anything that has to be going somewhere really quickly. I see these hot shots everywhere, and from what I understand, they make really great money. That may be something in my future as well. Not really sure, but I'm definitely starting to think about different options. The next one is a local driver. Now, the local drivers, they typically are still in the 18-wheelers, but they're home every single night and definitely home on the weekends. I've actually talked to a couple of people that have or that do that job near my hometown, so that may be something that I look forward to in the future as well. The other one that kind of captures my attention is the regional drivers. Now, sometimes the regional drivers may have to stay a night out, but typically they're home on the weekends for sure. So that's another option I'm looking forward to. Now, there's always the cattle and the pig haulers. Now, they make really great money, but that is a job I just don't really think that I'm going to do. Now, it's kind of funny to me, but the law regulates most of us truck drivers. However, from what I'm understanding, the DOT does not have to regulate or does not regulate these that have live cows or pigs on the trucks because they have to get them there in a small amount of time. They don't want the animals to suffer. Plus, they actually have to feed and water the pigs and cows on the truck. Like every 3 or 4 hours, they have to spray them down with water, especially during the summertime because they don't want them getting too hot. So that's going to keep them very busy. And then cleaning out that truck, ooh-wee, it is bad enough just driving by and smelling them. I can't even imagine having to clean that sucker out. No way. The next one are the car haulers. Now, the car haulers, that kind of freaks me out a little bit too. I don't like that. The fact that that car is hanging over the edge of my windshield, I think I could see it. Maybe I couldn't, I don't know. But they get paid really well. I guess that's always an option to look forward to. But I'm just not sure exactly what I'm going to do. I know one thing, I'm going to stay on the road for at least another year to finish my contract out with Stevens Transport. So, Trucking with Olive Oil has a lot of things going on. Not only do I do this podcast, but I also do the radio stations in my hometown on kpyn.net. So you can always check that out every morning. The other thing that I just started is a new e-zine. That's where I'm starting to post all of my photos throughout my trips, and I talk a little bit about essential oils and truck driving as well. Now, the essential oils on a truck is, to me, in my opinion, very important because there's so many different medications you cannot take being out here on the road. But with essential oils, you can use every one of them, and there's no side effects or anything like that. So it's really great for you. The other thing that's going on is just the simple fact of me truck driving every day and taking pictures and showing it on my Facebook page. All of these things are great fun, and I thoroughly enjoy each and every one of them. I hope you guys have a blessed and awesome day today, and I can't wait to talk to you next time. You guys have a good one, and I'm out.